In the quaint coastal town of Sandpoint, five unlikely heroes find themselves at the locally renowned Rusty Dragon Inn, where they are about to be thrust into an adventure that will inevitably prove itself more vital than it immediately appears. From thwarting a local nuisance to uncovering a decades-old secret that could change the course of a nation forever, find out what adventures await us along the road of fate, on the path to destiny, along the way of the Rusty Dragon.
Alright, everybody, welcome back to the pod called Quest and Unusually. I'm your solar punk game master, Foz.
And I'm Stephanie.
Hello,
Shane.
Josh!
I'm Laura.
What's up? I'm David.
David.
Still. It's your boy.
Welcome back, everybody. How y'all feeling?
Thanks, dude.
It's good to be back.
Bog's gonna get eaten by a bug.
They're just gonna totally ignore his question.
That's how I'm feeling.
That's how Josh is feeling.
I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah, I feel good.
I'm feeling chill.
I'm on my third or fourth glass of scotch and first beer.
I don't have any alcohol. Hey guys, do the talking thing without me. I'm gonna go get some.
Good. Oh, boy. Josh, wait, Josh. Josh,
yell at him as he goes by the door.
Same house.
What?
When you can you bring me my dice?
Where are they?
In that room.
Shit, where the fuck are my dice?
Well, if anybody hasn't noticed by now, we're recording remote.
Thank you.
Yeah, and this is going to come out far into the future, but as of now, most of us will be attending Shane's wedding this weekend.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a party. It's going to be a good time. There it is. That's how
so
it's going to be.
So much excitement. I just thought I'm invited.
Wow.
Yeah, I said most of everyone will be going. So that we'll speaks see. To that.
And I get to make Katie look so pretty.
Oh, that's right.
She already looks pretty, but.
Yeah, she's a pretty lady already.
So it'll be easy to make her look pretty, but
you guys.
And I get to be the best of the men.
Oh,
you get
man.
To be the only Shane.
Your men is so good.
You're not only the best, you're the only. The one and only.
Hey, if there's only one of something, you're the best of it. So,
bam. That's just
automatically.
True. Can you guys hear my voice okay? Is it too echoey?
It's a little echoey.
No, you're golden.
Why do you ask, Shane?
We got shit to edit that out.
The movers came today and I'm in an empty apartment.
It's so weird.
I was sitting on a milk crate for a while until it broke. The only seats in my house right now are the side of the tub and the toilet.
Are you serious?
I kind of wish you were on the toilet. But
I ate dinner, which was a sandwich, staring at a wall because our TV was gone.
Oh, that's really sad.
And
oh, dude. Wow.
Don't you have, what about your laptop? You're using it right now.
Yeah, I set that aside because I'm a smart boy. Well, we told them, don't go in this closet. There's nothing in here you need. And that's where the laptop was. So they didn't touch anything in the closet. But they did take our inflatable mattress. So I took a nap on the floor today. And then we had to borrow an inflatable mattress from a neighbor.
Oh, my God.
Do you at least have pillows and blankets?
Yes, we put those in the closet.
Okay, good.
I was going to be like, Laura and I will be over sometime tomorrow evening. We'll be dropping off blankets and pillows because no one should have to live like that even for a day.
Seriously, we really
appreciate it. Just come sleep here. Like, what the heck?
Yeah, sure. Just come over, stay on the futon.
I thought about it earlier. I was like, would it be weird to call Josh at like 2 p.m. on Wednesday and be like, hey, can I come over for a nap?
Honestly, man, if you need it in the next week,
could I drive 30 minutes to take a nap at your house?
Yeah, I guess you
it's not the worst idea.
Just record it over there. Wouldn't have been a big deal.
Shut up, boss. That's a good idea.
Shit.
Well, last episode, huh?
What do you
more
mean?
Sploring.
Sploring.
Like the I thought you were saying this is the last episode, and I was like, what?
It's the last episode, huh? What do you guys think about that?
No.
Yeah. You guys
wrecked shop in that combat. You guys wrecked fucking shop.
Stormed the castle. You guys stormed the castle.
We dealt with some chumps.
Yeah.
Have fun storming the castle.
I was surprised. Honestly, I thought that the guards at the gate would deter you based on how cautiously sometimes you guys have been playing.
Nah, bro. We going in this castle for the fourth time.
I think we were kind of like high on our, like, you know, new level. Yeah. We were kind of like, level three.
Here's the thing. Yeah. High on the new level and also experienced. Like, it's not like we didn't know what we were up against.
True.
So, like, I saw them and I was like, these guys are chumps. Let's just take them.
Yeah. These guys are, they ain't got shit on them.
Yeah, Corbys are kind of a joke, but I think that's what makes them so endearing. But they could also do some serious damage if they hit.
They can hit hard.
They just got to roll high.
With that charge.
They just got to roll high.
And is it a rake or a rend, Fuzz?
A rend.
Yeah. Do they fuck shit up when they pull that shit off?
Also, the most dangerous combatant of the defense of the castle
went down like a punk,
was incapacitated immediately.
Yeah,
I don't know, was the gate even open?
Yes.
No. When they went down?
Oh, I guess they were.
Yeah.
They had a fumble.
Yeah, you guys took care of it almost immediately and mopped everything up. Easy peasy.
Hell yeah. Go us.
You know, we didn't do that. We didn't fight Bill Gates.
Bill Gates.
Yes, mm-hmm. Jared Leto, Bill Gates. Bill Gates cast by Jared Leto. Cast as Jared Leto.
Yeah, and then you decided to continue through the castle, explored the secret door, found a nice dress with a nice pearl.
Mm-hmm.
A nice set of pearls set into the dress.
Gotta love a good dress.
Mm-hmm.
And tried to unlock a door.
Couldn't do it.
Broke a key.
Yep.
Broke the skeleton key. Yeah,
nice job, Indra.
Sorry.
Breaks less than 10 seconds after I hand it to you.
My bad.
I have a feeling it was one of those things where she failed by 5 or more. And that's why I was like, blah.
Did they roll in the 20s?
Yep. I think it was low 20s, though.
Yeah, the door is locked. And decided to continue exploring. Went to the door to the south from the locked door, led to a small 5-foot passageway, and then opened up into a larger courtyard through the second door, and Bog decided to explore. Bog, you rolled a exceptional perception check.
Yeah, it was over 25, I believe.
And so you were able to see this creature floating in the midst
of a bog.
Of a bog.
Bog found a bug in a baby bog.
And you beat this creature stealth, so it will not get a surprise round. But I need all of you to roll for initiative.
Here we go.
As this insect rises from the depths of this pool.
Blurp, 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 blurp.
Guys, I got drunk and bought like a very typical dice tray. Look at this nonsense.
Look at that.
I don't even understand.
I love it.
I really like it.
What's the backside look like?
Dude, that's so legit.
Where do the dice go?
What? It's a stop sign.
There it is.
That's so cool. It looks like it's for like Yahtzee or something like that.
You're actually going to have room for it at the table when we all move around because of Shane.
All right. Let's start with Bog.
15.
Okay. Opal.
8.
Ocho. Let's go to Indra.
Also 8.
Who has, I assume, actually, I don't know.
I have a 2 for my initiative.
I also have a plus 2.
It's
showdown. Gonna be
Shaolin Showdown. Roll a d20. Let's see who wins.
16.
Oh my god, I also got 16. Just kidding, I got 19. I got 19.
I was like, Stephanie, what?
Wow.
Stop copying me.
There's no see how long I can make this.
Alright, you guys both got 16. Neither of you get to go in this combat.
That's what that means.
We just have to go at exactly the same time.
Coda and Sarah.
We got an 18.
Nice. And Foldrith.
16.
Very, very good. I like it. Okay, so just to kind of set the scene, Bog is standing in the middle of this courtyard, open air courtyard, in front of this pool as this large insectoid creature, 10 by 10 to be exact, rises from the pool. And everyone else, Indra, Voldrith, Opal, Coda, and Sarah, are behind the second door of the hallway that leads to this courtyard. Coda and Sarah, you are up first. I assume Bog made the presence of this creature known. So it is your turn to act.
All right. Well, Sarah will step up through the two doors and enter and approach just beside Bog and give him kind of a nod of solidarity. And she will attempt to do a bite attack on this creature.
Okay. She enters the water.
Yes, she does.
Nice.
Dun, dun, dun.
I roll this. Sarah rolled a 16 for a bite.
Okay. You go. Sarah goes to take a bite. Her teeth glance off the carapace of the creature.
Ooh, even flat footed, huh?
Ooh, damn. Beetle word, too. Carapace.
Beetle like creature.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Damn.
Carapace always reminds me of StarCraft.
Oh, yeah.
Get that carapace upgrade for your zerglings and shit.
Zerg. Anyways.
Carapace reminds David of a sexy night in.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
my goodness. Does that. That was a reach, but like that was wild, Shane.
Thanks.
Yes, Coda will follow suit and travel into the little courtyard, stay off to the left-hand side of Sarah, and once he's entered this room, he'll assess the situation and just attempt to use his wand of barb chain on the creature.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Melee attack from the spell as this barb chain reaches out to slash, smash this beetle.
Ugh, it's a 7.
That's a hit.
What?
Just kidding. okay.
The AC's reversed.
There's a weird touch thing going on here.
It's extra corporeal. is definitely a miss. All right. After Coda and Sarah, Voldrith, you're up, buddy. You're about a good 15, 20 feet away from the creature as far as being able to strike it, but you are still inside the long hall.
Okay. I will move. I think that's 10 feet right there. And I will swing at it with my glaive, Guisarm.
Okay.
It's time to go to Glavertown.
Oh, Glavertown.
I like that. Yeah. Glavertown.
Oof. Oof.
That's a good one.
I'm surprised it's taken us 24 episodes to get there.
I know.
God.
I don't know. 24?
Yeah, buddy.
Nice.
That's a hit. Yeah.
Just a hit.
Even with the 24. With 24.
That's got to be a new shirt thing, man. Even with a 5.
10 points of slashing damage.
Ooh. Okay. 10 points slashing damage.
I got a feeling this thing's got to have some dur. It's got to have some DR there.
That's why I specified.
All right. Good job, Voldrith. Bog, you are right next to this creature.
Awesome. Out of curiosity, if I were to take a 5-foot step immediately to my right, that tile is a little vague. It's a little bit less than half water. If I were to step in there, would I be in the water because you were so specific about Sarah getting in the water?
You'll be partially in the water, but you'll be otherwise unimpeded.
Okay, so I am going to go ahead and take a 5-foot step to my right so I can get in gives people some more opportunities to get in here if they need to attack something. And I will, I'm just going to take a full attack action, do 2 attacks.
Okay.
No key point, nothing like that, just 2 attacks.
Sounds good, buddy.
All right, first attack, strength and a half. That's it. I've been rolling so many 19s, and I only crit on a 20. That's a 27 to hit.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Okay.
At least it's a hit.
That's going to be 9 points of bludgeoning damage.
Damn.
Jesus.
And my fists do count as magic, if that matters.
Okay. Okay, I'll keep that in mind.
Attack number 2 is going to be a 21 to hit.
Nice.
That's it as well.
Okay, and that is going to be 9 points of damage as well.
Damn. All right.
As I just into the side of this thing's carapace.
It's already not looking good at all.
Oh, my gosh.
Surprise, surprise. Surprise, surprise. Okay. Indra, your turn.
All righty.
You just motherfucking caravan crew.
You just got done checking for traps on these doors, and so you can move in and attack in one specific square if you'd like to.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25.
You can go right here if you want.
Okay. Oh, and I can hit it from there. Yeah. Okay. I will do that, and I will go ahead and swing my short sword at this dude.
Please don't hit. Please. I just want one attack. That's all I want.
No, kill it before Foz gets to attack. It'd be great. It'd be awesome.
Let's see. Let's see. Well, it wasn't great, so you might be okay.
Oh.
I got a 13.
That's a miss, unfortunately.
Okay. Sorry, buddy.
You were short sword.
You're welcome.
Your short sword glances off the face of this beetle. Do beetles have faces?
Yes.
After totally. Indra, it's Opal's turn. Opal, you are the caboose.
Caboose. Opal's going to move up to the doorway so she can see this creature.
Okay.
I am 99.9% sure it's a vermin, so I'm not going to attempt to do that.
Nice,
to,
nice,
do
nice.
The stare, because why? So she's going to actually use flare, which is not a mind-affecting effect. And so this boy needs to roll a little fortitude save.
Okay. A fortitude save. That is a 24.
Oh, yep. That's, oof. That negates.
He's a hardy boy.
He's good to go.
Good solid I tried clues, my best.
But my mesmerous trick is still active on Voldrith, so I'm not going to do that again, but just so we all know, that's still active.
Thank you for being honest with that.
Do I know what that is?
It's a psychosomatic surge, so if you take damage, you get some temporary hit points. So if I forget, remind me.
Hell yeah, that might bolster his courage, so he might be more willing to stick in the front line instead of taking a 5-foot step back after every attack.
I think you probably, you've seen Opal's mesmerous tricks enough now to kind of know what they are. So Voldrith would probably know what it is.
Hell yeah.
For sure. Okay. It is the creature's turn. It's going to make a full round attack on Bog. It's going to start with a couple claws. 11.
Miss.
24.
Hit.
God damn it. 4 points of damage.
Okay.
The first claw. And it's going to go for a special little bite. Come on, baby.
A special Mother little bite?
Motherfucker. 15.
Miss.
Nice.
That was the juicy one, and now I'm upset again. back to the top of the round. We're not starting this episode off great. I'm already upset.
I imagine this thing leaps out at Bog with its mandibles, and he just grabs it, and he's like, pushes it back into the water.
As you grab the mandibles, you see this proboscis from inside of the creature start wriggling out towards you.
Nah, dude.
And you're able to jump out of the way.
I know what those can do to people.
Oh, no. Free attempt to bite.
Dude, it's fucked up, dude. I know. They come out and whisper sweet nothings to you, Josh. They're just like, oh, you're so cute in the sunlight.
Or they suck you dry.
I don't like it.
Coda and Sarah, your turns.
Tippity tops. All right. Well, Sarah will attempt to do a full attack on this boy.
Can I get through another round? That's what I'm wondering.
Can we do it?
Not if we can help it.
Yeah. All right, bug boy. Bug boy.
That's a boy.
14, so probably not for the bite. 14.
14 is a miss.
All right, first claw. That's 21.
That's a hit.
Fuck!
If it makes you feel better, we're having a great time.
I bet you are.
We're having so much fun.
All right, first claw.
Is that what matters?
Wait, what was the damage on the bite, dude?
The bite was missed. I rolled 4.
Oh, right. My bad.
Let me see.
What's the damage for the claw?
First claw is 3 points. No. 3 points of damage, unfortunately.
As Sarah claws this creature, she hits a weak spot in between the armor of this bug-like creature, and it goes to lash out at Sarah and then misses falls down dead in the sand and starts to slide back into the dark green algae pool.
Well, shit.
Well, how are we supposed to loot the body if it's drowning itself?
It's again? A beetle.
Just let Frost have this, okay?
It's dead.
We don't need it.
It's dead.
What if it's got some gold in its pockets?
You guys win again, okay?
And I would have gotten away with it too if it weren't for you meddling kids.
I don't know what else to do.
Why don't you tell me what else I find in here with my big old perception from last game?
Here's what I would say, boss. Oh,
jeez. Measuring perception already.
You didn't have to let us do a 25-point buy, but you thought it would be more fun.
That's true.
True.
With your large perception, you notice, like I said before, there is a door to the east leading to what looks like a tower. You've already explored multiple.
I checked that.
Okay. You want to let me explain a little bit more before you do that?
Sure.
Okay, cool.
Don't let him.
There is a door that leads south on the east side of the wall. Ping that on the map for you here. You also find a secret door.
Ooh.
To the very
secret
south.
Secret door?
That leads
another
to a little hallway here.
A little hallway.
How do I find it? Am I like, do I just happen to see like a seam or something like that?
Yeah, you can tell that the rocks here, the wall formation, there's a large indent that outlines the part of the door that will lead inwards to a room.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to go over and check the tower because these have been pretty lackluster since we've been doing it. I just want to get that over with.
Okay. That's fair.
I open the door.
You open the door and same as before, you notice scorch marks on the inside and detritus all over the floor, along with a ladder leading to the top floor of this guard tower.
I'm going to climb the ladder and poke my head through the next floor.
Okay. You poke your head through the trap door. You see the same size type of room, just seems to be the tower on the second floor, similar to the ones you've explored previously.
Is there like another door that leads to like a second floor or anything? Or no?
There's a door that leads to the south and a door that leads to the northwest.
In the second floor of this tower?
Correct. Seemingly following the outline of the wall itself.
Gotcha. Okay. I come back down to everybody. It looks like there's some more rooms up there. Probably check it out later. Andy, you want to look at this one? And I go point at the door over here.
Yeah. Let me take a look. And then I'm going to check for traps.
Traps.
Don't forget, I aid automatically for perception, so take my plus two.
Yes. Not awesome. Not terrible, but not awesome. 17?
17. You do not detect any traps as far as you know.
Alrighty.
All right, I go to open it.
Okay, you open the door and the smell of must kind of hits you right away as you open the door. You look inside, it's dark in there, but you can see with the sunlight kind of shining in, this room is only about 10 feet by 10 feet at the biggest.
I was going to say, can anybody with dark vision come check this out? Because I don't have any dark vision.
I will say with the sunlight streaming in, this room is small enough to where the outside light will illuminate most of the room. So you can see here, it looks like some sort of storage room as you immediately enter. Anyone that would like to roll a perception check if you'd like to search further.
Sure.
I'll do it.
19.
Okay.
16.
21.
21 for Voltrith.
21 for Opal as well.
Okay. As you search this room upon entry, it's a very small room. You search through all the different like crates and weird boxes that are in here. You don't find anything of value. There's like old vials and there's like a rusty hammer in here atop a workbench. There's some weird like banners hanging on the wall, but it's completely indiscernible whatever must have been on the banner before. But this room is empty besides you find another door leading to the south.
Okay. I'm thinking maybe we check the secret door before we go through that next one. Because we're leaning towards clearing out this south side of the castle today. Do we want to hit up that secret door? Everybody, how's that?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Sure.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Do I need to roll anything to figure out how to open it? Or since I found it, do I know how to like push it open or something?
No, yeah. You find a little, a small stone that if you just press it inwards, the entire door would open.
Okay, I'm going to once again, I think we should check for traps on this because it is a secret door. Steph.
Yes, sorry. That was my cue. Okay, this one's
line.
Oh, hello. Okay, this one's a much better roll. 24.
Did you take my plus two?
I did.
With a 24, you do not detect any traps.
All right.
Okay.
Fairly certain. And the bog pushes on the stone.
As the
sound like you were taking a toke, dude. Straight up. That's your,
as you open the door swings into the room that you would be going into. You see, as you enter this room, double doors that lead to the east, double doors that lead to the west. You notice another door that leads to the south, and a door to the north that you can only assume probably leads back to the doorway you just came from, connecting to the door that you saw in the other room. And you also find another secret door immediately to the south. So there's a lot of options in here.
Okay, guys, I think we're taking a million years. Should we just start barging indoors?
There's
been no traps so far.
No, there was one trap in the spider room.
Well, not in a door, though. The door wasn't trapped. The floor was trapped.
Yeah. Let's fucking get this shit over with.
Let's just do this.
If everyone's gathered up behind me, I don't, Boggs is going to be by himself, but everyone's gathered up behind me. Boggs is going to go. We're going to go clockwise. Okay. So we're not going to go to the one door that leads to like the fucking pantry.
Let's open.
But, like, no risk, no reward.
Let's open multiple doors at once. Fuck it, man.
No, that's not what you want to do. If there's enemies in all the places, you don't want that kind of thing.
We'll still do it.
No, that's a bad idea.
Oh, God, no.
But if everyone comes up at the same time, like, mm-hmm. Bog will open up because he's like the one with the opposable thumbs that can take the most hits. So
what?
I'm going to go up to, as in I can open a door and take the most hits.
No, I know.
Fucking Sarah can't turn a door knob.
Explanation.
But if everyone's up behind me, Bog goes to open the door on the in the east.
Okay. It is unlocked. They are double doors. So you open one of the doors.
Yeah, I just like peek my snout in so I can see you.
Okay, let me reveal a little bit of what's going on here.
Uh-oh, I don't like it.
What the hell?
I already don't like it.
What the fuck?
No, what is that?
Screenshot.
What the fuck is that?
Foss, what on earth?
Like there's like a medical cross section of someone's brain.
What kind of horror movie is this?
What the fuck, dude?
Is that a samurai with a body and a diagram of the brain?
Yeah, a medical diagram.
This is like some Grey's Anatomy shit right now. I don't know what the fuck this is.
What is going on, Foz? Explain yourself.
Not the TV show, but the medical book.
It's impossible to tell what this room may have originally been used for, as the walls and floor are decorated with countless preserved animals and creatures, ranging from small birds and forest creatures to fearsome predators. Several of the displays look uncomfortably fresh or humanoid in shape. So as you enter the room, you see along the walls several taxidermied creatures ranging in all shapes and sizes. Just to the left, Bog, as you open the door, you see a small 2.5 foot tall elf-like creature seemingly working on a humanoid creature lying atop a table. She's using some sort of sharp instruments to make incisions into this creature. She continues her work and speaks as if maybe she knew you were coming.
So, what do we have here?
She's slowly cutting into the shin of this humanoid creature.
Why don't you stop working for a second? I tell you,
I have too much to do.
I know you could take like a break though.
She stops, turns, and peers and looks straight into your eyes with her full black eyes.
Bog just smiles.
She's two.
This gonna be a weird
one,
y'all.
She's 2.5 feet tall, right? She's really small.
That's strange.
Have I seen anything like this before?
What kind of knowledge do you have?
Oh, let me check my character sheet. Does none of them work?
Yes, none of them work.
Well, what you up to there? What you doing? You look awfully busy. Maybe it's important.
I'm just continuing my work.
What's the work for? You know, are you gonna make more decorations?
I have been working on my collection for a long time now, and this specific specimen, points to the creature lying on the table, is going to be a part of my great unrealized reflective masterpiece.
Oh, okay. That sounds very interesting.
Would you like to be a part of the masterpiece, lizard folk?
I would not. I would prefer not to. I'll be right back real quick. And Bog just like comes back out. Hey guys, I don't know what to do. They're like cutting up bodies in there.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like a little lady and she like cutting up bodies and shit.
Oh, is it for educational purposes?
Are they alive maybe? Bodies?
No.
Oh.
Very intriguing. I might go take a look. And Vol just goes in.
Voldrith, you enter the room. Roll perception check.
I'll say, if Voldrith just goes inside, Bogdan, quickly, hurriedly go after him. He's not going to let him be in there by himself.
Okay, both of you roll a perception check.
10.
19.
The creature that you were speaking to is no longer visible to you.
Everybody be on your guard. They disappeared.
And Bogdan is going to get, down into his fighting stance and try to perceive that which isn't there anymore.
Okay, you rolled a perception check. Can't see the creature.
Hey, friend. Wait. Shit.
Voldrith and Bog, go ahead and move yourselves on the map where you would be in the room. If anybody else wants to move, they can move as well. Just so I know where everyone is. Okay, as Voldrith moves into that space, I'm actually going to move you back a little bit, Voldrith.
Yeah, that's fine.
As Voldrith takes a step into the room, I need everybody to roll for initiative.
Oh boy, I have a weird. This is my call, guys. I'm calling this. I'm pretty sure that this character is a vivisectionist.
I was going to say that alchemist.
Too. I thought so as well.
It's a vivisectionist alchemist. Yeah.
If it's not, I'm going to be really surprised.
I think it's a muck.
I want to play vivisectionist so badly.
I almost did that with Locke, but decided it was too gruesome.
Yeah, this is a kid's show.
This is a kid's show.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Let me play something.
This is a fucking family show.
I want to play something gross.
I'm surprised you haven't played anything gross yet, Felix.
I'm not going for it right off the bat. But yeah, vivisectionist is very... He's building up
to it. Okay. We are in a dungeon crawl. Full-fledged, many combats are going to happen.
Love it.
Damn.
That's all right.
They have been happening.
We're making up for the 10-plus episodes of roleplay in PCQ Prime.
True that.
That's for real. That's fair.
Coda and Sarah, what'd you get?
It's a 14, bruh.
Okay, bruh. Voldrith.
3.
3.
Ugh.
What a difference from the last combat. Bog.
19.
Nice. Indra.
12.
And Opal.
5.
Alrighty. All right.
Pulled a lot of 19s tonight.
This creature is going to get a surprise round.
No.
Fuck. It's my fault.
As it was hidden and invisible. It's going to make...
You know, next time I'm just going to play a character that kills everything it fucking sees.
You already play a character like that.
No. Like, Bog wants to talk to other creatures, though. Walk into a room, I don't know, you punch. Walk in a room, I don't know, you slice. Yep.
This creature becomes visible. It is holding a short sword, and it's going to take a stab at Voldrith.
Great.
By the way, what I just described is called the Orin, if anybody didn't know.
Oh, come on, he talks.
Natural 20.
Oh, no! Oh, I have a feeling this character's also named.
To confirm...
Here die anybody.
Against flat-footed... You have
psychosomatic surge.
I got a hero die. I'm gonna use it.
You got a hero die? You're gonna use it? Okay.
This is the let me check my
So it's against my roll, my confirmation roll.
This is my Peepum's nasty gum hero die.
Oh nice.
Oh, yeah. Oh really?
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Roll a D6. I'm gonna subtract that from my confirmation roll.
Fucking 6.
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. Total, that is going to be a 20 flat footed.
I'm pretty sure that's still a hit. yeah, that's a hit.
A confirmed crit?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Even with a minus fucking 6, this thing's still confirmed?
Sure does.
What a boss.
Okay.
Is it named?
It sure is.
What is it? Bludgeoning, piercing, slashing, or magic?
It is. What's a short sword?
Slashing.
Slashing.
All right.
Oof.
Okay. This is an interesting thing.
I don't like that.
Okay. Across the eyes.
Oh no.
No.
Normal damage. Ooh. So that's good.
You're and blinded. Target.
Permanently blinded, reflex negates.
Awesome. My okay. worst.
Excuse me?
Oh,
so
dude.
It's reflex against what was the total confirmation roll, Foz? 21?
So I would need
20.
It was 20.
I would need a 15 or higher. Roll
oh my god.
Oh geez.
I don't have a hero die anymore.
I don't have
I have one of them. You can have one.
Wait, do you only have one?
I have two. You need two?
I just need... No, you can't use more than one.
Okay, take one then.
Okay,
yeah, I don't want to take your currently. Last one. Oh,
okay.
Okay, here we go.
Oh my god. Ow.
Nope. I rolled an 8 on the d20. So plus my 5, which is a 13. if you're going to hurl a 6 on the hero die, still be 19.
Fuck me, okay. Dude.
Let's start with the damage.
Sure.
That's going to be 2 points of slashing, 3 points of sneak attack, and you are permanently blind. let's add a little extra something to that. Please roll a fortitude save.
Okay. Oh, don't mind if I do.
You also are going to get temporary hit points when this is over, so...
You just won't be able to see it.
Yeah.
Exactly. 13.
DC 14.
Damn it.
Okay.
All right. Opal's temporary hit points are going to activate. So let me roll those.
Let's see what this fortitude thing does first.
Oh, okay.
You take 2 points of strength damage as this poison from the blade.
Are you fucking serious?
Starts to infect your body through the cut in your eyes.
Oh, this is terrible. This is really bad.
How many temporary hit points does Voldrith get?
You get 3 temporary hit points. Sorry, it's not a lot, but better than nothing.
Ooh, what a round.
Jesus.
That was the surprise round.
God damn it.
It's going to be Bog going first in regular initiative. Bog, you're standing right next to this tiny little fae-like, elfin-like creature holding a short sword, just smiling at you. The blood is dripping off the blade, and Voldrith...
Little bitch.
Voldrith is recoiling in pain, holding his eyes.
Okay. I want to fucking murder this thing.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Well, this is what we're going to do. First off, Swifty, key point, extra attack.
Swifty.
Okay.
I'm down to 3 for the day. And I'm going to give it a try. I'm going to throw this on top, but on the, I'm going to go ahead and attempt a stunning fist as, wait, actually, is that a swift action to enact that? Hold on. No, I just declare it before, declare I'm using the feat before I make an attack roll.
Nice.
So I'm going to go ahead and just spend one of those for the day, as well. Cause I want to make sure this thing fucking goes down. Cause they hurt Dre, which is not cool with me. And I'm going to go ahead and do a full attack action.
Okay.
So first attack. That is a 26 nice. To hit.
Ooh, that's a hit, baby.
Okay, that is strength and a half. That is max damage, 12 ooh. Points of damage. And I need you to make a fortitude save, please.
You make a fortitude save now, Foz.
Yeah, no, you do it, Foz.
Now you.
God damn. Okay, fortitude. Oh, no, that's not a good one for me. Come on.
Fuck. Wait. Oh, shit.
Natural 1.
Yeah, you are stunned. So.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you drop everything that is held. So they drop their sword.
Oh my god.
And they can't take actions. They lose their dex bonus to AC.
Oh man.
And take a -2 penalty to AC as well.
I don't think I lose my dex bonus to AC.
Yes, you do.
As
it's in this feat. It's in the feat. I'm looking at right now.
I have a feat called Uncanny Dodge. I believe that negates that.
They're a rogue, huh?
That's what it sounds like.
I mean, sneak attack damage, no?
Seems like it. Well, thought they were a
there was
it says so with uncanny dodges, she cannot be caught flat-footed. which is different. Nor does she lose her dex bonus to AC if the attacker is invisible. She still loses her dex bonus to AC if immobilized. So it doesn't sound like it applies here.
Okay.
But
all right.
But yeah, either way, they lose the next turn. They drop their shit. They take their minus two to AC, and maybe they minus their dex to AC. But I still got two more attacks, all right, motherfucker.
Go for it.
Let's go for it here. Second attack is 17 to hit.
17. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
With all the minuses?
Yep. Definitely.
Holy
okay.
shit.
Okay. That's going to be 6 points of damage. Bludge
okay.
counts as magic. And third attack here is going to be 23 to
oh,
hit.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
That is 7 points of bludgeoning nice. Damage.
Okay. Roll perception check.
Okay. 27.
You don't know if all of that damage is getting through.
Interesting. Just saying, fist count is magic, just to make sure, but all right.
Okay, that's your turn. It is this creature's turn, and it cannot act. So that's it. Coda and Sarah. Coda and Sarah both standing in the back line inside of this hallway leading to the room that the action is going down in. What would you like to do?
Can any of us make it through into the room with everyone that's in the way?
You know what?
Technically.
You know what? I need to retcon something.
Uh-oh.
What?
At the end of the round, the creature is standing there motionless, not able to act, and they go invisible.
Wait, what?
How can they go invisible if they can't act?
It's a good question, but they disappear from view.
I'm curious about this, because if it's a spell-like ability, they still can't do it. If they're somatic,
it's probably at will.
They still gotta do a thing.
At will.
At will is still a standard action to go invisible if it's a spell.
I don't think so. I think it's a free action.
It's a supernatural ability.
What the hell?
If it's an invisibility...
There are no actions required to do this. So this creature goes invisible. Coda's here. What would you like to do?
Okay, is there any way that... Coda or Sarah could make it into the room?
Yeah, I mean, there's space in the room to move into. But
gotcha. Remember, you can go through your ally's spaces, no, man. You just can't land on us.
Gotcha. So, let's see here. Sarah will enter the room, but as she does, she doesn't see anything. She sees some blood, and she can tell that Voldrith is not in a great state, especially with all the blood on his face. But she doesn't see anything, so she will walk into the room and kind of look over the body on the table. And she'll kind of wait. She'll just wait to see if anything...
Bog points as you come in is like, she's right there to the square it was just in.
Okay. So Sarah will attempt to attack. Despite that she's a little bewildered, she will like just give it a go and just try and bite into the empty space that is right here.
All right, go ahead and roll an attack.
All right. That is a 16 to hit.
16 is a hit. Now go ahead and roll a 50% miss chance.
That's just with 100, right?
Yep.
Okay. It's an 83.
83, that's going to be a hit.
Oh, sweet.
Roll for damage.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
God damn it. Minimum damage. That's 3 points of damage.
Dang. Yeah. Okay. Sarah lashes out and seemingly makes purchase on this creature.
Yeah, she'll bite and like it'll be weird because like in her eyes she's like, wait, I'm I bit something, but it's not there still.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Does Coda want to do anything?
Yes, Coda will step into the room and for a second he'll share like his thoughts with Sarah. You know, he'll just be like, what's going on, blah blah blah. She'll catch him up and he will reach out his hand and cast fairy fire on the space.
Yes. Wow. I was hoping someone had fairy fire.
Nice.
All right. Outline subjects shed light as candles. Creatures outlined by fairy fire take a -20 penalty on all stealth checks.
Wow.
Holy shit.
And we're now able to see them.
They also negate the concealment provided by darkness, blur, displacement, and invisibility.
Holy shit.
Yeah, they get like outlined. They get like outlined in some shit,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they're like outlined now.
There we go.
Yes.
That's fucking tight.
Yes.
Okay, well.
How long does that last?
I mean, it's a minute per level. There's no saving throw. Nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It does say awesome. Creatures and objects within a 5-foot burst. All cool, right, this creature cool. is now visible, or at least does yes. not does not benefit from its invisibility. All right, after Coda and Sarah, it's Indra's turn. Indra, you are 10 feet away from this creature, inside of the doorway leading to this room.
Can I step into the square next to Voldrith? Is that a thing I can stand in?
Sure.
All right, I'm going to make my way over there. Actually, you said I was 10 feet away from here, from where I'm currently at?
I was just saying you're 10 feet away from the creature. But you'd have to move 5, 10, 15, 20 feet to be able to get into that square.
That's fine. I'm just trying to decide if I should take long arm and keep myself a little safer, or if I should just go over and start swinging.
That's up to you.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to decide right now. I think I'll do that. So let me go ahead and go for a long arm right now. So that I'm going to take that extract.
Okay.
And I think that's all I can do.
Yeah, that's a standard, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Very good. Opal, you are up next. And when I mean next, I mean now.
Mm. Cool. So now that Opal can see this creature, she is going to attempt to fix her hypnotic stare on it.
Okay.
And in turn, also her bold stare as a swift action. So now this creature has a -2 to its will save and a -2 on attack rolls.
Okay.
And she is going to attempt to use flare on it. She needs to roll a fortitude save.
Okay. And fortitude is not affected by you.
It is not.
Oh, God. 13?
Nope. She is now dazzled, which means she gets a -1 to her attack rolls and to her perception checks. So now she has a -3 to her attack rolls.
Razzle dazzle.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's my turn.
Cool, cool, cool. Voldrith.
Okay. Voldrith is still reeling from that attack. He is still blind. And even though he is immune to fear, I will say that blindness is probably his biggest fear.
Oh, is it?
Oof.
Well, I mean, he worships Shellen, who is the goddess of art. And if he cannot observe art,
oh,
you can
shut
listen.
Up. It's flavor.
That's so sad.
You can feel it.
It's flavor.
Tactile art.
God damn it, Josh.
Well, I was 25 to hit, but I rolled a 6 on the concealment.
Oh, no. Well, yep. Technically, it's... Oh, it's concealment
because
for
I'm
you
blind.
Because
yeah.
you're yep. blind. That's right. So sorry, that is a miss.
Yeah, I knew that.
Shit.
Yeah, I knew that. I was explaining it for the listeners, Shane.
For the listeners.
Well, duh. Hopefully Spivey can cure blindness.
Aw, little Spivey.
Spivey.
All right. After poor, sad Voldrith, it is Bog's turn.
Okay. Do I go for another? I mean, I don't know what this thing's bonus to. I'm not going to run the risk of trying to do another stunning fist. I'm going to take a 5-foot step to my right so I can allow some better maneuverability in here. Hopefully Boulders doesn't stab me in the back with a glaive. Let's roll 2 attacks. Try to take this last out. That's a 17.
Yep.
17 is a hit.
No way.
Yay.
Nice.
All right. Ooh. First attack, strength and a half. That is maximum damage for 12 points of bludgeoning
wow.
damage. Magical fists, by the way. Keep saying that just in case.
Shit.
Josh okay. just really wants us to know that he has magic fists.
I keep saying, because I know that Foz has DR going on because he mentioned it to me. I don't know what the DR is, so I just keep saying it so it doesn't ever slip through and be forgotten. Because it's pretty rare to have that at that third level.
Fists.
So it's like me and Sarah are the only ones with like magical shit
That's
that
right.
we can hit things with.
Magic like Lisa shit. Frank, god damn it.
You know got what? The magic hands.
Josh, I forgot something.
What?
Uh-oh.
What?
Can you roll a D100 for me?
Oh, no.
Sure. Right. Why, though?
Because now that it doesn't have that 50% concealment, it still has a 20% concealment.
From something else?
Yep. As long as I
can. Yeah, fucking 97.
Okay, you're all good.
Damn, all right. Please.
In all other times, that would probably be a bad thing. Anyways, second attack. That is going to be a natural fucking 20.
Oh, my God. Good work.
Cracker in her section is first.
All right, watch me confirm this and then fuck up on the percentile die. Okay. To confirm. Okay, 22 to confirm.
Ooh. That is a confirmed crit.
Need me to roll the percentile again?
Good. Yes, please.
Blind it.
Blind 30. It. Blind it.
All good.
Okay. This is always weird when I do my own crit app. Bludgeoning. Can barely even hear that. Shield smack. Okay, it's not gonna be anything special. It's double damage and target shield is disarmed.
No big deal. Just double damage. That's all.
Double damage is great. It's just the extra effect is nothing. I assume it doesn't have a shield, right? It doesn't have a buckler?
Does not.
I didn't think so. All right, let's roll for damage. That's gonna be
Debash.
With the crit, 18 points of bludgeoning.
Oh, nice. You punch this creature in the face.
In the face.
And we'll find out what happens after the break.
Yeah, we will.
Oh, shit.
Hello there, everybody. It's your buddy Josh here. Thank you once again for tuning into another episode of Way of the Rusty Dragon. We are making our way through Brynwald Castle, and there's been a lot of unexpected things to happen. And to be honest, there's some more unexpected things to come just in this episode. So stick around. There are plenty more shenanigans to come. Not a whole lot really to mention today, folks. One little thing for patrons of the $5 tier and up. A new episode of Meridian Monthly, our commentary show where we cover episodes 51 through 53. Of PZQ Prime and episode 20 to 23 of this show is out now for you to listen to. And don't forget, for you $10 and up patrons, the monthly hero die poll for December is also up over at patreon.com/podcaldquest. So go ahead and check it out, cast your vote, and let us know who you want to get a boon. One for this show and one for PZQ Prime. And if any of that sounds fun or you're interested in getting into it, head on over to the Patreon as well. We'd love to have you join the community and help us continue to grow the show. Well, everybody, we're heading into the holiday season and things are going to get a little crazy this year. There's a lot of changes coming about all at the same time, but don't worry, we shouldn't see any hiccups of our usually scheduled programming, and we're doing our very best to make sure we get in a Questivus episode, because from what we can tell, this seems to be everybody's favorite bit of Patreon content, and this year, from what we've already talked about a little bit, is truly turning out to be very strange and wonderful, and if you listen to last year's, you know why. So if you're a $5 or higher patron, make sure you get on over there and check out the Questivus episodes. It's a great way to start off the holiday season. You've got two nice, long, ridiculous, hilarious episodes. I always enjoy playing them. And like I said, this year is shaping up to be a doozy. And once again, everybody, we would absolutely appreciate if you headed on over to Apple Podcasts and left a rating and review for this show, Way of the Rusty Dragon, and for PZQ Prime. This one here is a little newer, obviously, so we have less reviews in total, but we love to keep boosting that signal and get more eyes on the show and kind of grow the community. We would absolutely appreciate it if you took the time and helped us out. As always, a huge shout out to Sirenscape, Larian Studios, the Game Kitchen CD Projekt Red, and Owlcat Game for their awesome sound effects and music. You can check out them as well as all the other composers whose music we use via Creative Commons over at podcalledquest.com/music and in each and every episode show notes. And of course, please go check out causecalledquest.com to see a number of great causes that we support and find easy links to their websites as well as to donate. Well, everybody, it's a bit of a quiet week over here at the Pod Called Quest, so let's get you back into the episode. We will see you all right back here on Friday, December 17th for Rusty Dragon number 25. And we'll see you next week, Friday the 10th, for PZQ Prime 56. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Okay, welcome back, Bog.
Thank you.
You lay a handsome blow on this small elf-like creature.
Can I say I punch him in the chest and just stop their heart?
Yes.
Fuck yeah. Mm.
Their heart stops and they fall lifeless to the ground. And you were all nice. Out of combat.
Okay.
You were left in this room, haunted by the vision of several sets of eyes staring at you, lifeless from the walls.
Except Voldreth.
He feels great.
Voldreth is permanently blind.
I don't like that.
Well, no.
Is Voldreth still like holding his eyes or anything like that?
Yeah, he's definitely in pain, so he's still holding his eyes. Is everything okay? Are we still in combat?
No, it's dead.
Oh, that's good.
Voldreth, are you all right?
I can't see anything.
What?
I can't see.
I mean, I don't know if my eyes still work, but it hurts too much to open them.
Take your hands down from your eyes, friend. We need to see what's been done.
Yeah, he does that.
Oh my god, dead. Oh.
Here, try drinking this. She hands him a potion of less restoration.
You're all very reassuring. Thank you. And he drinks this potion. That will do nothing.
Didn't you have strength damage?
I feel stronger. I feel like I could rip someone's eyes out and put them in my own eye sockets if that was how blindness worked. Yeah, I'll do that.
You gotta roll that D4, dog.
One.
Just for shits and gigs, go ahead and roll me another fortitude save there, Boldrith. Just for my own peace of mind.
Natty 18.
Cool. Yep. So you took the two and you heal one. So what does that put you at for strength?
17.
Oh, so it does affect you. Okay.
Did you heal from lesser restoration?
Yeah, I only rolled a one.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Okay, you feel fine as this poison seems to run its course through your body, but you heal 1 point back, and you're left in this foul-smelling, scary-ass room.
Let's loot this place. Now we gotta probably see if we gotta see if we can get his eyes fixed. But we gotta loot the area that we're in at least.
I'll just sit right here to make sure no one takes my eyes.
Just hold on. We can go back to the little fairy lady and see if she can help you out. But we just gotta look and see what's in here first.
Okay. Roll a perception.
Very bad. 11. Anybody else? We just fought something.
Not much better. 15.
Coda rolled a 19. And Coda will look around the room because Sarah will discuss with him like she wants to be near Voldrith right now. And Sarah will go on over and just kind of like some animals do, will kind of like be close, but not like pressing themselves on it, just so that you know that they're near.
Oh.
Yeah. And she'll kind of just stay there just to make you not feel alone.
I think that makes him feel super good. Like it gives him a sense of direction.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Indra rolled a 23 for perception to see if there's anything of note.
Okay.
In the surrounding area.
You all notice the tiny short sword that was dropped to the ground next to the body of this creature. You also notice that in searching the creature, it has four vials of this brackish black and green fluid held within it. You also, Indra, as you're searching the room, you go to the south side of the room and you see this taxidermied body, and it is a full-on elf, a full body of a taxidermied elf that is dressed up in some expensive attire. And on the body, they also are wearing rings, a necklace, an anklet, and a bracelet that look valuable.
Take that shit.
That's so uncomfortable. Taxidermied elf. Ew. Like, what?
Ew.
I don't know why I feel immoral looting the body of this person who was probably like brutally murdered and then stuffed, but
do it anyway.
Can she actually, you said like bracelets, rings, what else?
Necklace, anklet.
Can she try and like identify, like maybe if I can do some kind of knowledge check to see if like, is this person... Are they notable? Do these like jewelry? Do they like have any sort of significance or recognize anything that might?
Sure. Roll a knowledge local.
Comes out to 21.
Okay. With the 21, you notice that the set of jewelry that is adorned on this elf, everything is a little out of place. The rings and bracelets and different jewelry that it's wearing don't seem to go together. It comes together to create a nice ensemble, but it's not like all these pieces of jewelry came from the same place as far as like the maker and the type that it comes from. It seems like this elf was dressed up to serve some sort of purpose as the taxidermied specimen.
Ah, okay. Well, it doesn't sound like those items belong to him, so really they're up for grabs.
That's correct.
Well, can anything really belong to a dead person?
Maybe.
Ooh.
I would just feel bad if like someone is like What if it was important to them?
They're dead.
Yeah, but it's like significant that they stay even in the afterlife with the items that were so dear to them. But whatever, it doesn't matter.
Nah, if Andrus has his bog, just takes them then. Okay. Nah, they ain't gonna need this.
All right, Buck.
They dead
some.
Now.
Can I also roll a knowledge to see if I can identify what's inside of those vials you were talking about?
Roll. What's your poison thing that you got?
My what now?
Your poison lore. Thing.
Poison lore.
Poison lore. I cannot. That is a good question. I paraphrased it heavily, so let me actually look it up.
If the investigator spends 1 minute physically examining the poison, he can attempt a knowledge nature check to identify any natural poison, or knowledge arcana to check identify any magical poison. Okay. DC equals the poison saving throw.
Cool. Go ahead and roll either a knowledge nature or knowledge arcana, whatever is highest for you.
They're the same, so. 29.
Damn. Yeah, you know this is vials of spider venom.
Ooh.
They last for a few rounds, 4 specifically, and will sap your strength if you are poisoned by this.
Maybe that's why they were keeping the spiders across the way.
Maybe they were like making it.
Harvesting.
Milking them.
Milking the spiders.
Spider.
Little spider juice.
Milk.
Delicious.
Mulk.
Spalk.
Malk.
Spalk.
My favorite is Mulk with a U.
Mulk.
I'm pretty positive spider venom. I don't know if anyone would want to use that, but could be useful. If you run it to anyone else, does anyone want them, or should I just hang on to them?
I mean, what we gonna use them for? We probably hurt ourselves.
Yeah, that's
why don't you hold assessment. On?
Oh, okay.
I don't want to mess around with no poison.
That's fine. I'll hold on to it.
Any update on the eyes, Dre?
Yes, they still hurt, Book.
Okay, just want to check in on that. Well, we got like a nice sword there sitting on the ground, and I got this jewelry.
Foss, should I just put like smattering of jewelry?
Yeah, down? Just put elf jewelry, whatever.
Elf jewelry. Somebody pick up that short sword. We should probably see if we're trying to get some.
Can I take a look at that short sword? I use those.
That's the cutest, the cutest short sword I've ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah. It's basically a dagger to
a
us.
A little baby short sword.
It's a butter knife to you.
Yeah.
Still did some good damage, though. Blinded somebody.
With her little Barbie knife.
Yeah, we got anybody who can, like, detect magic or some shit?
Yeah.
You do not detect any magic on the sword.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, why doesn't somebody just take it? We can move on if it's not magical. At best, it's masterwork, which we're not worried about right now anyways. So,
off to the side, Coda tears a piece of his clothing off, soaks it in some water from his pack, and tells Voldrith, I'm hoping this will help with the pain and the swelling a little bit until we can get you some actual care. So, I'm going to place this on your eyes now.
A wet rag. That makes sense without having a heel check.
Well, instead, why doesn't he wipe the blood away? It's just a cooling. It's a cooling effect.
Let him do it for RP.
All right. Roll a fortitude save, Voldrith.
It actually makes a ton of sense having Coda having pretending to know heal stuff, like, and
here's
actually
a nasty wet, like, rag on your open
in lore. In lore, I like the idea that Coach has been like, "No, I know first aid." Has no idea how to do first aid because you don't actually have that.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, it's just funny. I just imagine Kota being like, no, I know how it works. But in reality, he has no idea how to help people's injuries. I think that's hilarious.
He doesn't even know second aid.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, so you put a wet rag on Voldrith's open wounds on his eyes.
Yeah, a wet rag from your shirt that you've been wearing for weeks out in the wild.
You don't think he washes his wounds. Clothing, Josh?
Dude, people back then did not wash their clothing that much.
This is a fantasy world.
Like, in an era where you didn't have a fucking washing machine, yeah, you don't wash your clothes, like, all that often.
You don't know Coda's life.
Okay. I can't wait in RP for you to let me know when you pull out your washboard and begin washing your stuff.
He not only plays the washboard, he uses it.
You are all left in this nasty ass room. What would you like to do?
I mean, we gotta ask Shane, like, do you want to continue forward not being able to see? Or do we want to try to get you healed?
This is a serious question.
We should probably go try to get
you healed. I'm asking if you're like, because I know we're also, you know, it's been taking a million fucking years to get through this goddamn dungeon. So I want to know your opinion.
No, I would like to be able to see you.
No, for sure. I'm on board with that. I just want
to
see.
Let's go try to find Spivey and see if she can help.
Or even Quora might be able to help.
If Spivey can't help, then Koya might be able to.
Yeah, I don't think if Spivey can't do it, I don't think little lady Koya is going to be able to help.
I don't know. Yeah.
Koya's a higher level.
Isn't she a cleric?
Spivey. Mm-hmm. Koya? She's like an old lady.
Think remove Once blindness again, is like level
does
3.
Not, age does not mean levels. You could like, be nine. You could be 999 years old and not have class levels.
Why wouldn't she be a high level cleric? She just became a cleric in her old age.
That's not how it works.
No, maybe she was a 20th level cleric when she was 20, and then she's let her skills slip all these years because the people do that and they don't continue practicing. Mm-hmm. Your levels are not static. If Bog left here and went and sat at the Rusty Dragon every night and drank for the next 4 years and didn't work out, he'd lose levels in Monk.
I'm just saying, like, story-wise, it would make more sense for Koi to be a high-level cleric, but...
I'll just let you know, just to save time. Spivey is a higher-level caster, technically, but neither of them can cast Remove Blindness.
That sucks. Cool,
so we're SOL on that. Voldreth is just like shitty blind boy, till forever.
neither of them can cast third-level spells.
I think we should go back to the caravan, drop off Voldreth, because Shalila was getting antsy, maybe she could take his place while he just rests.
Yeah. Why do you get to play the cool NPC?
Because I'm fucking blind, dude.
Did?
Because I'm fucking blind, dude.
Did? Oh, I'm not against it.
I mean, I'm fine with it.
If she's too high level, we could make like a lower level version of her.
No, I will allow that.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
Hell yeah. If we get rid of Voldreth, now I can be the best looking one in the party.
Oh, still got Shalila.
Opal's still here.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. It was a joke. It was a Bog's secret plan.
We still got to get back to the caravan first.
Okay, we decide to bring Voldreth back to the caravan.
Number one, who picked up that goddamn short sword? Because I ain't doing it.
Not me.
All right, Indra did. Small short sword.
Okay.
Throw that on the character sheet. Got like a dagger.
A little butter knife.
Yeah. All right, we go back to the caravan then. We help Voldreth. I put an armor on the guy. Hell, if he wants to, I'll carry him.
Yeah, you know what? Sure.
That's cute.
I'm like, hey, Dre, I know this. He kind of walks over to you, like, over to the side. He's like, I know this might feel a little demeaning, but we might move faster if I just pick you up. Are you cool with that? You want, like, fireman carry? You want me to carry you like a bride across the threshold? Or you want, like, a piggyback?
I don't really care, Bog. Just don't drop me, please.
Oh, I won't. You sure you don't have a preference?
Princess.
Good choice. All right.
And he picks
By
you up.
By far the most comfortable.
He scoops up Voldreth and we start heading out like quickly.
Okay.
And we go back to the caravan.
Go back to the caravan, explain what's going on, and Shalilu eagerly takes Voldreth's place to go back in to the castle.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Shalilu.
Bog, like, carries Voldreth into the camp and, like, tells people, like, lays him down next to Amiko, and he's like, man, they dropping like flies out there.
Love it.
It's funny, because wasn't it an episode or two ago where Shane was like, we could swap out for Shalilu, and you were like, nah, she...
It was like
two episodes ago. Now this happened. It's like, okay, forced your hand.
Yeah, I wasn't blind.
Oh, no, it wasn't like a... I wasn't calling you out. I just think it's funny that was attempted, and then no, and now it has to happen.
I think it makes sense story-wise.
Yeah, I mean, we wouldn't be hobbling around with a blind guy, probably. As much as Voldreth is a wonderful addition to the team, I don't think him not having his vision would be advantageous.
They took our pretty boy.
Hey.
They stole him away.
All right. Shalilu agrees to go with you into the castle as Voldreth nurses his wounds. do you guys go back to where do you guys go? Do you go back to the place where you left off?
Yeah, I mean, this would probably take us a while, so we'll head back. I mean, does anything look different when we get to the castle?
Everything is still in the exact place where you left it. The gates are open if you left them open.
Good. And yay.
All right. The room that you were in, the body is still laying on the floor. The carapace of the beetle is still sunken halfway into the bog in the midst of the courtyard, and everything is eerily quiet.
Yeah, on the way over, we'll fill Shalilu into like all the stuff we've like encountered in here and how it's weird, and we're trying to clear out the top floor before we venture down, where apparently like the troglodyte says there's a bunch of shit. So be ready to kill some stuff.
All right, so we're back in this room. We want to go back to that little hallway and do the clockwise thing you were talking about, Josh?
Yeah, I think we should just try to clear things out. There's like a single door and then a secret door and then a double door opposite from the double door that led to this taxidermy hellhole.
Yeah, so you just want to go around, do all of them?
I guess so. Yeah, I mean...
Let's do it.
I was just thinking, I was like, what if we could get some free heals on the way back over from Spivey? Because technically I'm down, but it's fine. It's only 5 hit points. Bog opens the bottom right door.
Bottom right door.
Okay. You open the bottom right door, and it leads into almost the exact replica of the room that you searched. That was leading from the area from the...
Like the pantry?
Courtyard with the algae pit. It's a mere representation, and it's filled with boxes and crates.
Quick perception check?
Yeah, 18 perception.
14 perception. Ooh, I got a real good roll. 26, baby.
Okay, you search this small room, and Indra finds underneath a crate is another box, a wooden box. And as you lift it open, the dust kind of pours out from inside as you lift it up. But you find a case of arrows. There are 20 masterwork cold iron arrows. And you find one arrow that is specifically looking real nice. And it's wrapped in a red silk cloth.
What does it mean?
It's got like red filigree running down the arrow.
That's a sexy arrow.
Seriously. Can I identify it as anything in particular? Like, is it made out of a different material?
Do you detect magic?
No, I don't.
Go! Take a look at this.
Coda does his thing.
Okay, roll a spellcraft.
All right.
We should probably just give all these to Shalilu.
Yeah.
Be like, here go.
Here go.
This is one of those things that's like super cool with the way the AP is written. Like if somebody dies, you could like play an NPC for a little while you introduce your backup character.
Or we just go like, if Bog dies, I just go, fine, I'm put in now and I have to do that fucking voice forever.
Oh my God, yes.
Oh no, I'm actually a barbarian.
Nah, you'd be lawless.
I hope. Oh yeah, that's true. I could do that.
Sandra.
Koya. No, I want Laura to play Koya.
God, no.
I bless you.
Spellcraft from Koda.
The spellcraft is a 18.
With an 18, you know that this is a +1 flaming burst arrow.
Ooh.
You don't say.
So not only does it add an extra D6 of fire damage, but if you crit with it, you get some extra little bonuses if you were to crit with that flaming burst arrow.
That's nice.
What an interesting... I feel like I would never actually craft an arrow like that, because it's like, what? You shoot it one time.
Gotta get lucky, baby. Like,
yeah, dude, praise the god of luck.
I guess maybe you could recover it, possibly. You know what I mean? Like, it wouldn't necessarily be broken right away. But geez, it's a lot to invest in a maybe chance. Well, let's just fucking give that shit to Shalilu.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hell 20, yeah. 20 masterwork cold iron arrows and a +1 flaming burst arrow.
Correct.
Destiny. Oh, shit.
Yeah. Is there a door across the way, like in the last one, Foz, or is the bottom of this a wall?
The bottom of this is a wall.
All right. Well, as long as... If we're still clearing this out, we're going on the bog train here, and we're just clearing out this stuff. Can we check for traps on this secret door so I don't blow myself up?
Yeah. Nothing's trapped, dude. Come on. Just go.
I'm only checking the secret doors. I think that's the main thing we should do.
Shalu will roll a perception check.
Oh, if you're doing it, take a +2 because I auto-aid.
21? I'm sorry, 31.
Whoa.
Holy shit.
Parlez-vous français?
Does not look trapped.
Wait, does she say anything? I want to hear Shane.
Oh my god.
No, I think this door is safe.
Nailed it. Oh, okay. Oh, by the way, like when I called you, I said the wayfish thing before. I was kind of in a weird mood. I'm sorry.
And he goes and pushes the block on the door to open it up. I apologize. Let's go ahead and go down in here.
Oh, good guy, Bog.
Okay. You open the door. The secret door.
Probably has an entrance on the other side.
Dun, dun, dun.
It's just a big other room with other rooms.
This is a courtyard.
Wow. Oh, it's a courtyard, but it's empty. There's nothing there.
Oh, this is like leads out to the front area, basically.
Yeah, we can exit.
This connects back around to the front thing. What a weird secret door. Like it's almost more secret to get inside than to get out.
This smaller courtyard contains what may have once been a fine garden, but neglect has seen the death of the flowers that once grew here. Several broken branches complete the sense of loss. An area in the middle of the old cloister has been cleared of debris and is marred by numerous bloodstains. So you open up to this outside courtyard. You can tell it connects to the other side of the courtyard that you came into the actual castle. But this area, there's a small depression with bloodstains, and you can tell the vegetation has been battered down in this area where a garden once stood.
There's a depression with blood in it?
Yeah, like a small depression.
You think that's nothing, everybody, or should we be suspicious of that? I pick up a rock and I throw it over there.
Yeah,
into the depression.
I think that's a good call.
Pick up a rock.
Okay. The rock bounces forward and skips along the ground, falls into the slight depression. And for a moment, as you're sitting there, you're waiting and nothing happens.
Sketch.
Should I like check for traps or anything in that spot?
I'm going to go back and grab one of the taxidermy animals and throw it in.
Okay.
Hold on. I'll be right back. And he goes and what do I grab? Like a goat?
An elf's face.
No, I wouldn't grab that.
Check the whole body.
Give me
just a straight up face.
Hold on. I'm going to just let me tear this off real quick.
Oh my God. No.
Okay. All right.
Gross.
No, I grab like a little four-legged thing or something like that.
You throw that in the middle, nothing happens.
I don't think there's anything out here.
Let's leave. I'm creeped out.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's just go through the other double doors. This looks like where most of the shit is over here anyways.
Yeah.
Got a big old room over here. All right. I'm going to listen at the door. Can I do that?
Sure.
Okay. 21.
You press your head to the door and you hear... Why would they do that? I don't understand why this stupid motherfuckers heard noise. I just want them to understand what I'm actually making.
Does it sound like
Bill Gates? Bill Gates?
Sounds a little bit like Manic Bill Gates.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Does Bog it sound like Manic Jared Leto,
though? It always
sounds
like Manic Jared Leto.
You guys see Bog like puts his like face up against like the door, and then like you guys watch his eyes get real big, and he kind of like looks over, and I'm going to try to say this quietly because I don't want them to hear me, but I do want to roll like a stealth check to like whisper to everybody.
Sure.
Okay. It's not going to be good, guys. Nope. 4.
Oh my God.
Bog goes, remember the weird guy with the dance? I think he's in there. We want to like go. They probably can't hear me.
It might be too late now.
All right, well, knock an arrow there, Lily. And he just goes ahead and kicks the door in.
Okay. You kick the door in.
What else are we going to do?
This large circular room features a ring of pillars that support a balcony just over 15 feet above. A flight of stairs winds up the balcony along the southern wall. Faded paintings of dancing elves decorate the walls, spattered here and there with ancient bloodstains. You see, on the top of the balcony is this red-faced creature pacing back and forth.
Dun, dun, dun.
Bill Gates!
I knew you would come!
Please,
take part in this. I'll show you the way. Roll for initiative.
Oh, no. Oh my god.
Bog, what'd you get?
15.
Okay, Coda and Sarah?
It was 8.
8 for Coda and Sarah. Mm-hmm. Indra?
15.
15. Bog, do you win that battle?
I have a +2 to my initiative.
So does Indra.
I have a 14 dex.
What is your dex, Indra? Probably a 14.
14.
Roll off?
Yep. Make a little roll.
Natural 20.
Damn.
Okay. Bog goes first.
Wait. I literally rolled a 20.
Stop. No.
What is up with this? God.
Hers is on the floor. It doesn't count. Fight.
Roll again.
Another one.
I'm putting it in the Discord for proof. One.
Do you want us to roll again, Foz?
Yeah. Roll again.
All right. Oh my God. I rolled another 20. Holy shit.
Oh my God.
Holy shit. What the fuck? Man, I'm wasting these.
Okay. I rolled a 3. So you win.
Okay. Bog wins that one. Opal?
13.
All right. Voldrith. Oh, wait. Shalilu.
8.
Shalilu.
8. Okay. Here we go. So, Bog, you open the door and you hear the cries of this Bill Gates / Jared Leto / red-faced creature. And it turns and looks at you and he holds a ball of fire in his hand and then throws it in your direction. He casts a nice little fire spell called Scorching Ray.
This is not a very good show.
A ranged touch attack. Natural 17.
Fuck.
That's going to be 11 points of fire damage. As this ray of fire smashes into you.
Take that, you!
And after this creature, it's going to be Bog.
Hey, guys, I just realized, no healer.
Oops.
Just out of curiosity, because I might be able to retcon this, is Shalilu a high enough level to cast spells?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
So we would have taken that wand, probably from Voldrith, and had her, because that's on the ranger spell list, I believe, right?
She has a wand of her own.
Okay, I'm just double checking, because we would have done that. That would have made sense.
No, she always comes prepared. No worries.
Okay, that's what I would assume. But so Bog has to run up and around this staircase, basically, right? It's a 15 feet to the balcony.
The stairs start. Let me just double check.
And it's a ways.
Stairs start here. So you're about 30, 40 feet away from the.
Yeah.
What you see is the upstairs part of the entrance of the stairs.
I'm nervous about going up here by myself, but I could make it up there in 2 moves because I got 40 feet of movement. I could actually get in two movements. I could get all the way up to him. But then I would have, that'd be my full round. I'd be by myself next to this guy. Are we just going for this, everybody? Like, input?
Yeah. I'm a little nervous, but I mean, I'm down.
I mean, they just did, I'm at 22 hit points. Like, they just did 11 points of damage from a spell.
I'm okay with running away. But I'm also okay with doing this if you guys want.
We have to. What else are we going to do?
Die.
Well, I mean.
We fight.
I say we fight. Let's go for it then.
So Bog isn't going to immediately charge all the way up. I want to see what this guy's going to do. I also don't want to be up there completely by myself. Bog is going to move 40 feet to the bottom of the stairs and I am going to hold, a standard action to attack if this guy gets within range of me.
Okay. Sounds good. You're standing at the bottom of the stairs waiting to see what will happen.
One other question. Can he see me from where I'm at right now?
No. You are below the stairs underneath the balcony.
Gotcha. Mm.
After Bog, it is Indra. Indra, you are 10 feet away from the doorway leading into this large room.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is have Indra take her extract of shield.
Okay.
Make sure I'm take care of myself.
Standard action.
And then I'm going to... follow Bog so he's not alone to kind of go like, no, not all the way. Just like get closer to Bog.
You have 30 feet of movement, correct?
Yeah. So let me find out how much that is.
So that's as far as you can get, about halfway into the room.
Yeah. He'd be able to see you from there too.
I don't like
but
that.
But pretty much anywhere you can get to, he can see you.
What do you think? Should I go in? Yes, no? I'm a little nervous because I'm very...
I mean, it was a spell. He's probably not going to have an infinite number of those.
Okay.
We got to attack him either way. You and me got to get up there. We can't be effective far away. So.
Yeah, I guess I'll do that then. I'll go as far as I can. Can I hug the wall, though, to the best of my ability?
Okay. You are underneath the... roundabout that is about 15 feet up. I think Bill Gates can still see you, though. Just a heads up. All right, after Indra, it is Opal's turn.
Okay, so can I move right here and see him, or do I have to be in the room?
No, I think with the doors open from there, just outside of the room, you can see him.
Okay. Then, oh shit, I can't remember if I can use mind affecting effect or mind. Yeah, I can't remember, but I'm going to try it. I'm going to attempt to use my hypnotic stare. I don't know if it does okay. anything.
We never cast anything on this guy before, I don't think.
I don't think so. And then if that does work, he will be under my bold stare as well. So he will have a -2 to his will save and a -2 to his attack rolls.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
And I think that's all I can do for now. He's 30.
Standard action?
Well, he's 35 feet away. Most of my attacks,
I
think,
are 30 feet away.
Within 30 feet. No, it's 40 feet because I have extended stairs.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah.
But I think for anything else, I can't do anything.
You don't have any other further range spells?
I don't. Well, Doom is 130 feet.
That could be sick.
Okay, she attempts to cast Doom on this guy.
Okay, sweet.
So he needs to roll will save.
Okay.
He is a -2 will save right now.
13.
Holy shit.
Nope, that fails.
Whoa.
So now he takes another -2 on his attack rolls, so now it's a -4 to his attack rolls. He takes a -2 to his damage rolls, saves, and checks.
Wow.
So basically like most of his d20 rolls.
Yeah, he's shaken. Yeah, for three minutes.
Okay.
A minute per level, dude.
Cool, cool.
Good shit.
Hell yeah, Opal.
Yes.
Coda and Sarah, now it's your turn.
All right, cool. Coda will cast shield on Sarah, and Sarah will she'll move as close as she can to the dude.
You could probably just take a straight line, my guy. You don't need to do the... Because remember that there's ground all around here. You don't have to avoid that.
Okay, I just wanted to go like the full double move. So I think...
How far can Sarah move?
She moves 40 feet, so double move would be 80, right? Boom. Second story. So yeah, Sarah will just charge, run past Bog, go up the stairs, and then stare at the creepy-faced man at the top.
Okay.
With malintent.
Very good. Very good.
After Coda and Sarah, it's going to be Voldrith. I mean, Shalilu.
Hey.
Haven't changed your name in the initiative tracker.
So she can get... Just move her 30 feet to the left. Can I see Bill Gates from here?
Should be able to.
Yes, you can.
Okay. She is going to take a shot at Bill Gates with a special arrow.
Ooh, what kind?
I'll tell you if it hits.
Interesting.
Okay.
23.
That's a hit.
All right, let me mark this arrow off. But in the meantime, will you please make me a will save, sir?
What?
He's got a -2 to his will save right now.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. Oh my god, that's a 4.
What did you do? Oh, hell yeah.
What kind of arrow is that? I'm going to make you regret blinding Voldrith so hard.
Oh, God.
He falls asleep.
What?
No.
Wait.
Yep.
For real?
Wait.
Shalilu has 10 sleep arrows.
Coup de grace, Bog.
Oh, I'm really nervous that this thing's going to have a type that doesn't affect him.
It might.
No.
Just Foz, verify that. That's common in like special subtypes. It's outsider fuck. Is he actually a dragon?
Would this affect spell resistance?
Let me see.
That's something I've never really dealt with.
The sleep arrow says nothing about spell resistance.
Okay.
And it doesn't say it acts like the spell sleep.
Josh, what do you think?
It's just a sleep arrow, right? Yeah, so this plus one arrow is painted white and has white fletching. If it strikes a foe so that it would normally deal damage, it instead bursts into magical energy that deals non-lethal damage, so that's a thing, and forces the target to make a successful DC 11 will save or fall asleep. It would be like technically as the spell would be required to make it, but it's not the spell.
Yeah, normally it would say it acts as the spell sleep, but in this case it doesn't.
No, it just forces it to fall asleep.
Still magic though. Yeah. How crazy.
I think you're asleep, bro.
Think so.
I think you're asleep, dog.
Wow.
And his type doesn't fuck with that either? Hell yeah.
Yeah, as far as I can tell, he is asleep.
Wow.
All right, now we just get to go beat the shit out of it. Hell yeah, dude. It sucks because I kind of want to hear this thing ramble a bit more and find out what it is.
No, dude.
I'm not going to. I want to.
Do this for Voldrith.
It's not his fault that he's blind.
I know.
It's 100% his fault.
But like I said, I want to know more, but I'm going to just kill this thing.
Yeah, thank you.
What a fucking turn.
It's a DC 11 will save. I can't believe this guy failed.
Changer.
It doesn't even say how long. They just fall asleep. They're considered helpless. There's ways to wake up sleeping creatures, but like normal noise doesn't wake them up. Fuck.
They're technically helpless when they're asleep.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god.
Yes. Makes sense.
Who's gonna cood first?
Depends on who comes up in the order.
I want the
Gross.
I want the gross in the gra.
I mean, I want the gra too. Right, I like me some grease.
Give me that duck fat. Give me that Bill Gates duck fat. Uh-oh.
All right. This creature gets hit by this arrow and falls asleep.
Oh, fucking yes.
Amazing work, Shane. Good work.
After Shalilu, it is this creature's turn, and it is asleep. After this creature's turn, it is Bog's turn.
Well, shit, because I don't think I can get all the way to 40 feet to him because I was a dummy last turn. So that is a thing.
Well,
let's see how far I can get.
Coup de grace is a four-round action.
Yeah.
Oh, it's four on action anyways, so...
You can double move.
Okay, well, I mean, I can make it up to them for sure in a double move, yeah. In a double move, yeah, okay, then we'll yoink. Actually, I wonder if I could... How? Let's see if I can get this far. I want to... I have 80 feet with a double move. Yeah, okay. I'm going to get to the opposite side of the stairs from this guy. I can, like... I imagine I can just step over it, right? Yep. If he's asleep. I just want to give the opportunity to possibly flank with Sarah. Can Sarah stand in this square here that's catty corner for me? It's kind of three quarters, so not a wall. It's a quarter of a wall.
Right here? Yeah. Yeah.
This one. Can Sarah stand there, Foz? Okay. I'm just making sure. Because then we can flank in case anything goes awry. But yeah, double move. Opposite side of this guy. Ready to ground pound him as soon as I get a chance.
The ground pound.
The tile pile.
Anything else?
No, that's it. Double move.
All right. After Bog, it is Indra's turn.
Indra's just going to like follow. She's going to like take up the stairs as far as she can to continue following Bog. How many spaces? I'll probably double move to get like just to the top of the stairs.
Okay.
I think that's all I'm going to do.
All right. After Indra, it is Opal.
Okay. Well, he's asleep. So, I'm going to move forward 5 feet and I'm going to ready an action. If he wakes up, I will cast a spell.
Ready an action. Mm-hmm. Okay. After you, it's Coda and Sarah.
So Coda will make his way into the room finally. He'll like double move to the base of the stairs. Sarah will move on up just opposite of Bog or like diagonally. Harrowing down on this creepy, jovial, demon-looking dude, Bill Gates. And, and she will wait because she does understand that there's some bullshit's about to go down, so that she's going to wait to just go ham on this character after Bog. Whether Bog kills it or not, she's going to do some gross things.
Okay, nice. Gross things.
Love it.
Shalilu.
Shalilu is going to delay.
Yeah, I will say at this point, the red-faced creature is prone on the ground about 15 feet above you. You do not have a clear shot from where you're standing at the moment. Just
she's going to delay either way.
Okay. It is the creature's turn. And that's it. Bog.
That's it.
Bog, your turn.
Okay. Bog is just standing above this guy looking at Sarah. Sarah's like, looking like, are we just gonna, yeah? Do I get to eat it after? and he's gonna like look over at everybody. Are we just gonna kill him? I can smash his face right now. We're just gonna do it.
Do it.
Oh, okay. And he's just gonna do like, I'll just spend a full round action and bam. I'll do a foot stomp.
Crush his
skull. Call it a castle stomp.
Automatic crit. And let me know what you roll.
Well, it is 22 points of damage.
Okay. So I think it's 10 plus the damage dealt.
Yep. 32.
And that is a fortitude save. Okay. That is a 27.
So close.
Dang.
This creature dies. As you stomp this creature, it starts to change form and it starts to squirm a little bit underneath your foot. It starts to grow these black like feathers and these wings start to sprout from its back as it kind of hunches over in its prone position a little bit. And there's a beak that grows out where its mouth would be. And we'll see you in episode 25.
What the frick?
No, not here!
God. Oh my God.
Dude!
See you there.